I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peake, writing a column at The Hill, a column at Fox News. Liz, the attacks on Donald Trump's history and personality and presence and conduct, they redoubled after the attempted assassination, after he was shot. They redoubled again after someone, I don't use his name, but in any event, camped near the golf course to shoot him again. They continue to redouble. It is very strange to me that this continues. It turns out it wasn't a good campaign strategy either. Do the opponents of Donald Trump understand that the more they shout these negatives, the more Donald Trump enjoys success? Do they see that, Liz?
Well, I don't think they do. I think they're so convinced, and they have so drunk their own Kool-Aid on what an ogre Donald Trump is, that he's a racist, that he's the second coming of Hitler, that he's a misogynist. They don't really look behind the curtain to see the fact that, you know, now over half the country actually likes Donald Trump. So maybe it's only half the country. Maybe some people voted for him because they couldn't stand Kamala Harris. But John, the, as you say, ad hominem attacks on Donald Trump are really just horrifying. And they have led to political violence. They almost led to his assassination. But yes, they also got everybody who supports him angry, as did all the lawfare, as did so many of the other kinds of attacks that people perpetrate, that the left perpetrated against him. It didn't work. And again, part of the reason it didn't work, I put a piece out about this today. I know this is sort of obvious, but it's never been mentioned by a single Democrat commentator. People actually like Donald Trump. They think he's funny. They think that he's authentic, patriotic. They think he works hard to achieve the kinds of promises he made to people in this country to make America great again. And honestly, it's hard for me to imagine anyone watching one of his big rallies or the Madison Square Garden attack or whatever that doesn't walk away saying, wow, that guy has got quite a following. And you may disagree with it. You may not like him, but there are millions, tens of millions of people who do. And it's something that Democrats absolutely will not admit, or even they can't even imagine it. So that seems to me like a pretty big shortfall in their understanding of the situation.
And the assassination attempts were real. And
yeah.
And the now president-elect is given no credit for continuing to campaign in the open.
Isn't it the truth? And, you know, I mean, even people like Mark Zuckerberg, who certainly is not a Trump fan, I won't say the word on air, but he was like, wow, that was the most, you know, badass thing I've ever seen in my life or something. You got to admire the guy. He comes up, his ear is bleeding. He's just been shot at. And as you point out, he soldiers on in the most amazingly fearless way. So there's a lot of things that people like about Donald Trump. I think some of that really gelled during this campaign is impressive.
Elizabeth Peake, writing for The Hill and Fox News.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.